There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. This is an interesting email. Kyle writes, Doctor, do some women hate sex? I've been in 3 long-term relationships since my 20s, and after a few months, the sex stops. I've never been married, but here it's the same. Why do women dislike sex? As a woman, I could say, we don't dislike sex at all. Okay, we don't. Sex is awesome. Okay, everybody likes sex. But, there's a lot more to the story that we may not be getting with your story or with anybody's story. So let's take a look at this, okay? You've had 3 long-term relationships since you were in your 20s. I don't know how old you are now, but, I mean, if you're 22, all right, that's kind of an issue if you've been through 3 long-term relationships and you consider those long-term. Or are you 48? And, you know, so it tells us a little something about the scenario. What happens at the 3-month time during a relationship? Okay, well, we know what happens the first night people decide to have sex. Sometimes it's the first date. Sometimes it's even before the first date. Sometimes it's, you know, the lunch break. All right, I mean, you know, in the office. I don't know. Okay, whatever, you know, toots people's whistles. And a lot of surprise, a lot of learning, a lot of excitement, but sometimes disappointment. Okay? So if it's disappointing, it'll be better the next time. Okay, when do I get to see you again? I'm free Saturday. All right, so you guys go out, and maybe it's some lame, you know, I don't know, slice of pizza type of date. That's all you get. And backseat of the car type of thing. Nah, didn't do it for me either. But you know what? I like the guy. He bought me a slice of pizza. So we go out with him a third time. And we like the idea of having a boyfriend. And we're like, the sex is going to get better. The sex is going to get better. But the sex doesn't. Now, here's the guy. Right? He's feeling all comfortable now. All right, so I could toot. You know? I could, you know, bring my mother over. I could complain to, you know, my new babe, you know, that she's starting to get fat or she needs to douche. And meanwhile, here's your girlfriend still going, wait a second here, okay? You know, now the whole honeymoon period is over and, you know, the sex is okay, but I'm dealing with all that and boom, relationship ends. Okay, that could be one scenario. Okay, now there's another scenario. Okay, and this is something that men and women, you know, report, but they don't know why. You get really excited to be with somebody, and you are just really, really excited, and you're with them, and everything's going great, and then all of a sudden, you wake up one day, and you're like, no, not for me. It's a turnoff. I'm done. And that abruptness happens to, it's a small percentage of the population, but it happens. Seems to happen more with guys and girls after the sex. They're done. Really wasn't that exciting. Maybe they drank too much. They really don't want a relationship. They just kind of want to have some fun. Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe it wasn't. And boom, it's all done. Well, that can happen with women too, where all of a sudden, no, I'm done. You know, I'm really not that into you anymore. And so that can happen. And again, for a woman to be in the mood sexually, everything has to be right. The stars have to be aligned, the lunar calendar, her monthly cycle. I mean, things have to be right. If I have a pimple that is starting to grow on my chin, it is going to prevent me from wanting to have sex. because I feel ugly that I got a pimple, and I feel the pimple. You see, these types of things happen, and you need to know who you have. Now, during certain parts of the relationship, you don't care. You could be bleeding from a gunshot wound, and you'll want to have sex. Okay? Your drive is up, you're excited, you're caught up in the moment. But once that period ends, and it does with a lot of couples, then there's a lot of distractions. And you could be in the mood as a woman or a man, but you are more open to the distractions. And that's another reason why sex starts to change. So then you have another group of women where the sex actually hurts. And maybe they do hate sex. They have a prolapsed uterus. They have atrophy. There's a size difference. There's, cystocele, rectocele, tears, things like that. And, sometimes it hurts. And then, Kyle, maybe you're doing it wrong. Okay? A lot of women have to fake orgasms because they can't tell their man that they're, what to do. Some women don't know what needs to be done. We don't really get taught that. Guys talk about sex all the time, but girls don't. I tried to ask my big sister about sex. She was like, shut up, you're stupid, and you're so ugly, nobody will want to have sex with you. That's what she told me when I was little. So I never got any advice from her on sex. And although maybe she might have been accurate in that response, but I still didn't get any advice. Didn't get advice from my parents. When I asked my mom, they said, don't do it. She said, don't do it. Okay? God will smite you. So the only thing I learned was from whoever I had sex with. And do you think they actually gave me a tutorial, a Rosetta Stone class? No. They did whatever they needed to do, and hopefully I enjoyed myself. So thank God I have my husband, and I know I've gone into great detail about our sex life, and I had nausea until you guys are throwing up. It really takes, I would suggest if you're losing them at the 3-month mark, ask them what they want, ask them what they need, and what they like. And if they don't know, say, do you want me to try this? Do you want me to try this? And please. Nothing that has to be plugged in. Those are very, very scary for somebody who's sexually naive. Now, you'll have some women out there that could go to a Home Depot and know exactly what aisle and probably be able to satisfy themselves in half the aisles, including the plywood. But for a sexually naive person, you gotta go slow. 1-877-DOCS-ALLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so also what's making news in the political arena is Hillary Clinton's suggestion or proposal of businesses sharing profits with their employees. And businesses who share profits with their employees would receive 15% tax credit. Okay? It is one of her first components of her economic platform. And they said the profit would be capped at a value of 10% of employees' wages. The tax credit would be available only to firms that share profits widely with their employees. Now, when you hear this at first, you're like, all right, this could make some sense. We finally have incentivizing. Right? That was my big problem with this administration. When it came to health care, when it came to taxes, it was just, okay, we're going to tax you if you don't do this. We're going to penalize you if you don't do this. I love the idea of somebody giving you a tax credit. I love the idea of stimulating growth or stimulating economic change. And I got to be honest, as an employee, some of the best jobs I had were the ones where I had a financial stake in what I did. You know, I was tips. You know, like these tip jobs. I mean, you know, a lot of people would, once you have a tip job, it's very difficult to not do one because you love being able to have that control. Unless you're not very good at bringing in the tips and you're like, you know what? I just want to know I get paid no matter how good a job I do. So, the idea, and we tried to do something like this in our medical office. It was very, very difficult to do because the overhead is so high already. And so when we tried to do some sort of profit sharing of over-the-counter money, et cetera, we started to see a little bit too much aggression from staff trying to get payments. I know some offices will think that's a good thing because if staff doesn't collect money up front or co-pays, et cetera, the business goes under. But, you know, we started to see a little too much aggression. We also started to see too much attention on the money coming in and not on the customer service, not on the labs, not on the other things that make the doctor's office work. And when I tried to explain to some of the staff, look, if we don't do a good job getting people their potassium results or their mammogram results on time, they won't come back. But you started to see such a focus on only one aspect of the company that it wasn't going to work, not in our medical office. Now, mind you, it's a small business. For a bigger company, it could be pretty damn cool. You do a good job, you add to our profits, you're going to see incentive. But here's the problem. When you look at the psychology of the worker or employee or employer, etc., if it's a big company, and you are a small, you know, cog in the wheel, okay? You feel like you are a small part of that company, okay? I mean, I've worked for companies where I felt that were, you know, who cares if Dahlia left or Dahlia stayed? The company is still going to go on. Many times, you know, you hear that you're going to have profit sharing. You're here, you're going to be a part of it. But after the honeymoon period, right, which could be anywhere from a week to maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes, many people may feel it's expected. Again, if they're a part of a company and they're so small. So great. Now we just get a cut of the profits. All right, and then you're going to have a different relationship with management where they're like, okay, look, now we are paying them an extra 10%. Well, they are making an extra 10% on top of their wage. Who doesn't deserve it? They're getting fired. The more you make an employer pay, the more they're going to want out of you. And so I'm a little nervous. The other thing about this is if your profit sharing is 10% of your employee wages, how much wage, I mean, are you going to get, you know, are the wages going to start being capped? All right, because remember, companies have bottom line. Will a company really see more profits if their employees see a share of the profits? In theory, you would think it would. You would think it would. But unfortunately, there's a lot of companies where you have, you know, employees that will just kind of ride the clock and watch the clock. And they're going to make their profit no matter what. And if Jane in the next cubicle and Bob in the other cubicle are watching Bill sit there, watch the clock, then they're going to watch the clock too because they're going to get their profit share also without having to bust a move. What I think may be a little bit more successful is individual compensations and bonuses. Okay, you know, this is what I did. This is what I brought in. This is the work I did, considering the recession, etc. This is the job I did. Now, some of you are probably listening to this going, this is stupid. Okay, you know, in the olden days, if you wanted a wage, you went to work and you worked. I don't get bonuses. I think Medicare tried to say they were going to bonus us, depending on how many we saw or whatever. I don't need to be bonused. I am going to work with the same job ethic that I should always have. I don't need to be bribed to work. So if there's a doctor that is going to do it half-assed because they are not going to get a bonus, that doctor needs to be fired. So I don't need the whole bonus thing. Do I like the idea of the more patients I see, the more money I make? Yeah, I'll stay an extra hour. I'll stay a couple extra hours. Absolutely. I know it's kind of eating into time with my family, but I could use that extra money to buy them some extra school clothes. I think my son's tennis shoes cost $70. His tennis shoes cost $70. I usually try to go to Target, but he doesn't like the shoes there. All right, so maybe that extra $70 is worth me staying an extra hour. See what I mean? So I don't know if this would work. They say 40% of U.S. workers participate in profit-sharing plans, and it has a meaningful impact on their wealth. They say when companies share profits, not only do workers benefit, but the companies themselves see higher productivity. Now, I do like, you know, you saw The Wolf of Wall Street, many of us, and you saw him, you know, go up there and in the movie, okay, I don't know what happened in real life, but if the movie is accurate, The Wolf of Wall Street, he goes up there and he motivates people by telling them they are going to be rich as he becomes rich or as the company becomes rich. And so you see everybody just, you know, screaming, and obviously it must have been a commission-based type of work arrangement. It is incentivizing. I think incentives are extremely important, and I think people need that. But I'm just a little fearful that you're going to see the flip side where all of a sudden, well, now that's expected. So, all right, came in, I clocked in, I'm doing my job, where's my profit share? And you got to be careful with that. Same thing with management, et cetera. So I don't know. I don't know how to come up with a way for individual profit type, because my guess is if this is going to be a Hillary Clinton Democratic plan, it's going to be a very generalized, you do it, you get a tax credit. And so, you know, you have to show that you're giving everybody 10% of the profits. Now, a lot of people like the idea of transparency of a company. Okay. Now somebody has to show us what exactly they're making. We want to see what the profits are, but I don't know. I'm a little weary on that. Now, a study came out saying a bad boss can bring an entire workplace down. Rudeness spreads like a virus. Absolutely. Bad attitude and being rude, bar none. It ruins the whole situation. They say being on the receiving end of rude behavior of work makes people likely to be rude to others, according to a University of Florida study. All right, you will be, if you are being yelled at you will then pass it on to others. We did that as a kid. When I got in trouble by my mom and dad, I made my brother and sister pay for it. All right, so they looked at 90 graduate students negotiating with one another and rating their interactions. Those who rated the first negotiating partner as rude were more likely to be rated as rude by a subsequent partner, showing that they passed it along from one interview to another. The effect was observable even a whole week that passed after first and second interactions. Well, the other thing too also is there's a learning type of behavior. When I was a medical student, I was coming up to patients going, "Hi, can I please maybe listen to your heart? The doctor was like, "Just listen to the heart." So I started going up to patients going, "I'm listening to your heart." Boom. Did I say please? You see what I mean? It is. It's learned behavior. I say please when I come to a prostate exam. I mean, you can't just say I'm doing it. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, I was fairly thin. And all of a sudden, I don't know what the hell happened. I switched birth control. I don't know. Metabolism changed and boom, I packed on 30 pounds plus. And, I'm like, okay, I'm losing it. I'm going to lose it. I lost the baby weight. I'm going to lose this, even though gosh, it's a hell of a lot harder than it was before I got the weight. Well, studies come out saying obese people are less likely to return to their normal weight. And we may never get back to our quote-unquote normal weight. According to a new study published in the American Journal of Public Health, according to the study, there is a 1 in 210 chance for an obese man and a 1 in 124 chance for an obese woman to have a healthy body weight. Study participants showed a 1 in 12 chance for men and 1 in 10 chance for women to lose 5% of their weight, and a third of all patients' weight fluctuated over time. those who were diagnosed with severe obesity, for them to return back to a normal weight, 1 in 1,290 for men and 1 in 1,290 for women. This is being reported by Fox News. You know what? It's frustrating because, a lot of us, okay, we don't have to be our high school weight. We wish we were. You know, I remember my high school weight, and I was, true, a little bit more voluptuous, but, I mean, I was thin. I was, I didn't think I was. Of course, us girls in the locker room or in the bathroom, oh, my gosh, I'm so fat. Oh, my, totally. Dude, totally, I'm fat. No, you're not. Leslie's fat. Oh, I know, isn't she? Oh, my God. So, anyway, we always kind of think we're fat, but then you look back, and you're like, oh, my gosh, really, I look like that, and I was complaining? Then you have babies. And then you get married, and then just your metabolism slows, and you blame your thyroid. It's not that. And, you check your thyroid. Trust me, I check my thyroid every, 2 weeks. Nope, not that. And just things start to slow, or you drink some diet soda, and that messes you up, or you use phthalates, and the phthalates mess up your metabolism. I don't know what it is, and we're still trying to figure it out. But when you have somebody who's morbidly obese, me as a doctor, I see that it's going to take an act of God to get him or her back to being skinny. Or, unfortunately, cancer. We'll see cancer start to bring people down to normal weight. So, we have gastric lap bands and gastric sleeves, and we have surgery that seems to be the intervention that seems to be the most successful. But you rarely see somebody that can just do it. The idea of the Jared from Subway, there's a few of you guys out there that can lose weight that way. But for the most part, no, people don't. Researchers at King's College London followed 279,000 men and women through British health records from 2009 to 2014, tracking their weight changes. They noted that their findings suggest the failed results of current public health attempts to fix obesity. Once an adult becomes obese, it is very unlikely that they will return to a healthy body weight. Obesity treatment should focus on preventing the overweight and obese patients getting further heavy and helping those that do lose the weight to keep the weight off. You know, it is. I think we have not even touched the surface on why some people are overweight and not. Now, some people will say, well, yeah, it's easy. You're overweight, so now you have knee pain, now you have back pain, now you have foot pain. And, that does seem, to be a common sense theory. I used to run. I used to run uphill. I used to run in the snow. I had mono when I would run. Do I exercise with that much intensity? No, I exercise. I exercise a lot, but not that intensity. I can't do that intensity again. And, or I tell myself that I can't. But every time I do, I hurt myself. And so I'm afraid. And, I don't know if it's a defense mechanism. I don't know if psychologically, but the last time I went running, I bit it in the middle of the street. I fell and, my knees were swollen for weeks. And then I had to do baby exercises and boom, I lost the intensity again. And so, we need to figure out ways where even if people do hurt, they could still get exercise, whether it's in the pool, whether it's, and I think the other thing we need to do is stop the whole idea of this being a choice. Okay? The one thing I want to work with schools on is exercise has to be daily. Okay, none of this PE or health and fitness a couple days a week. Do I have gym class today, Mom? I don't think you have gym class. It's a Friday. Good. No gym class. I could wear my heels or I could wear my, no. Every day you have to do a workout, whether it's on your own or through school. I'd love it if school would have every day 15, 20 minutes where everybody gets a small workout in. They hit the showers, and then they're in school the rest of the day. And then you don't have to have specific hours for PE. If you have it every day, you could, iron out the minutes allotted per week, and it'll work out nice. And the exercise, whether it's walking around the campus, maybe English class once a week should be, all right, guys, I'm going to be reading to you Edgar Allan Poe. All right. And while I'm reading, you know, once upon a, I did a parody on Edgar Allan Poe. So I forget the original. It was once upon a weekday dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, I forced myself to enter through the morbid classroom door. While in class nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping of someone harshly rapping on my head, now sore. 'Tis a dream, I muttered, once I dreamt before, only this and nothing more. I remember my whole parody. I don't remember the actual Edgar Allan Poe poem. However, if they're going to read Beowulf to you, or they're going to read a story to you, why not read it when you guys are walking? Why not have the teacher read it while walking? Why not? That kind of thing. You know, we're going to walk around the campus. Or everybody stand up and do arm circles. While you're doing the arm circles, I'm going to review with you, you know, the parts of speech or something like that. I mean, I don't understand why we're not incorporating more activity and more exercise. I don't get that. And, all right, half the class is going to stand for the next 15 minutes while we learn. Stand up, then now you get to sit down to the other half stance. I don't know. There's a whole variety of things we could be doing. But we got to get the kids to learn this early. It has to be integrated early. So there's another study saying too much sitting is linked to women's cancer risk. Sitting for a long time, we know, puts you at risk for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, but another study is saying now cancer as well. I think a couple years ago they were talking about colon cancer. In this study, they say women who sat more than 6 hours a day were at a higher risk of developing breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and the blood cancer multiple myeloma than those women who sat less than 3 hours a day. In addition to raising a woman's risk of these specific cancers, the study showed that longer leisure time spent sitting was associated with a higher risk of total cancer risk in women. The researchers wrote in the study, women who sat for more than 6 hours a day had a 10% increase in the risk of developing any cancer. They looked at 70,000 men, 77,000 women who participated in the study for the American Cancer Society Cancer Prevention Study 2 Nutrition Survey. Over 17 years, they looked at 12,000 men and women, 18,000 men, and that's where they got their data. Men did not appear to be at increased risk of cancer from too much sitting. Yes, men were obese, and some of the obese men were more at risk for getting cancer, but just sitting alone didn't. Even though, remember, there was a study before linking prostate cancer. So, you know, is it the lack of exercise? Is it just the idea of sitting? Is it that cancer cells get a chance to take over? Because while you're exercising, you have more cells or tumor necrosis factor or certain cells that can, you know, repair damage. What is it? You know, I don't sit and watch TV. I rarely sit and watch TV. But I do work on the computer with the TV in the background. So my worry is working on the computer. And if a lot of you guys have a sit-down job, so I do radio for, 2-3 hours plus prep? So I'm sitting about 4 hours just to prep my show. And that's not even including all the doctor stuff I do. So it's very easy to get up there. Which means for those of you that have a sit-down job at work, you guys need to figure out how to get up and often. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polanski of the Polanski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got more medical news to talk about, but every now and then I like to talk about entertainment news. And I guess there was a lot of hoopla over the Emmy Awards or the nominees. And I don't really watch a lot of TV. I don't seem to watch a lot of the shows, so I don't know many of these. But I do recognize some of them, like the drama series I've been watching, like Better Call Saul was nominated, Downton Abbey, I have not seen that, Game of Thrones, yes, Homeland is not on Netflix, so I gotta figure out how I could watch Homeland. Because I need to see that from the beginning. House of Cards I've seen, Mad Men, and Orange is the New Black. So, outstanding drama series. I like their picks. They did good. Outstanding comedy series, Lewis, I haven't seen that, Modern Family, Parks and Recreation, Silicon Valley, Transparent, Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep. I see Veep. How about the lead actors? Kyle Chandler from Bloodline, Jeff Daniels, The Newsroom, John Hamm, Mad Men, very sexy, by the way. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, he should get it. Also, Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan, and Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. That's a tough one. They're all good. What about lead actress? Claire Danes for Homeland, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Taraji Henson from Empire, she did really good, Tatiana Mastani, Elizabeth Moss, and Robin Wright from House of Cards. And then you have supporting actresses and things like that. Outstanding reality program was Amazing Race, Dancing with the Stars, Project Runaway, So You Think You Could Dance, Top Chef, and The Voice, vying for that. I saw Texas Rising. I thought Texas Rising was pretty good, but I don't think they got a nod. Outstanding variety series, The Colbert Report, Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel, Last Week Tonight, Late Show with David Letterman, and Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. I gotta tell you, I mean, we definitely aren't short on entertainment. But it's interesting how reality TV, you know, you're not seeing reality TV like Pawn Stars, Doug Dynasty heading the lead. You're still seeing the music shows where people like to see people. People want to be entertained, you know. And even though I love watching Pawn Stars still and, you know, a lot of these reality TV shows, I don't find myself, you know, watching them as often. Why? Because I think I like the drama series. I don't think they're doing Dallas anymore. I thought they did a damn good job revising Dallas. Nothing like the original, but, you know. What are you going to do? All right, so those are the Emmys. I don't understand why Dr. Dahlia's show is not up there for an Emmy. Not sure why. All right. Yeah, we talk about good stuff. All right. Antidepressants and painkillers together may raise the risk of brain bleeds. This is some pretty scary stuff. It was a study that came out this week in the Journal of the British Medical Journal. Finds that risk of intracranial hemorrhage is increased if you take antidepressants with NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen or naproxen. Since depression and chronic pain go hand in hand, many of you guys are popping Advil or popping naproxen while you guys are taking your antidepressants. The researchers from Seoul National University of Medicine looked at data from over 4 million people who had started taking antidepressant medication between 2009 and 2013. Half were also prescribed an NSAID like ibuprofen or naproxen. The team used hospital records to see who was admitted for intracranial bleeding in the 30 days after being prescribed the anti-inflammatory. And they found that if you did take both medicines, you had a 60% greater risk of bleeding around the brain than if you were only taking an antidepressant. No major difference between the antidepressants, whether they were an SSRI like Paxil or Lexapro, an SNRI like Effexor, or a tricyclic. Now, the risk of intracranial bleeding, according to Forbes, was especially heightened in men. Sorry, a pop-up came up. Who took both the antidepressants and NSAIDs, their risk was about 2.6 times higher than men who took antidepressants alone, whereas the risk for women was 1.2 times. But there was a caveat. The team only looked at bleeding that occurred within 30 days of the anti-inflammatory. Maybe the risk is higher long-term. Maybe it's lower. So, what does this mean for you or I? All right. A lot of you guys take your daily Paxil or your daily Lexapro or daily whatever, and you're doing okay. You're doing fine, you know, and then all of a sudden you get a little headache. So you decide to go and pop an Advil. You know, it's amazing how many hours and how long a delay that may seem from you taking something early in the morning. And I usually tell people to take their SSRIs more at night because they can make you sleepy. But there's still a big delay between the morning and the evening with these medicines. This is what they're talking about. Now, what is it? Is it that these SNRIs make your vessels a little looser? Does it accentuate the NSAID effect of it causing easy bleeding? We don't know. This is something they need to study. But it just reminds us that you need to be really, really careful about taking medications and mixing them. And, you know, we always say, you know, tell your doctor what you're taking over the counter. And many of you guys even forget, not because you're trying to, you know, hide from us, but you just really forget that you may take Excedrin migraine. You know, if a doctor asked me, do I take any medicines, I usually say, no, I'm really not on any medicines. But then I have to remember, oh, yeah, I have taken an Excedrin migraine. When was the last one you did? Gosh, yesterday? You see, you just don't think about that. And you need to. Very, very important stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is an exercise that could improve men's sex lives. And men are like, really? What could I do? You know, is it bench pressing? Is it dead weight? No, it's a Kegel. They are tiny contractions of your pelvic floor's pubococcygeus muscles. These are exercises we women do to help recover from childbirth, to stop peeing on ourselves, and to sometimes increase our own sexual ability to climax. However, now men seem to do better with it, especially for premature ejaculation and now erectile dysfunction.
I do it every day.
You do? Are you kegling now?
Well, now that you mention it.
I think it's great. I love Kegeling. I've already done 2,000 in just this segment. So, according to Dr. Brian Sexner, Director of Institute for Men's Health at Jersey Urology Group, he explains that there isn't a day that goes by that I don't teach Kegels to at least 5 guys for various conditions, and that's just on the subway going to work. He explains that the pelvic floor muscles are a group of tissues that hang out your pelvis and act like a sling holding up your internal organs and intestines. But the different muscles that make up the pelvic floor, your PC, pubococcygeus muscles, those stretch from your anus to your urinary sphincter, and they are very critical for our penis health. See, I'm going to include myself in this so you guys could think, you know, I could relate. For instance, Kegels are a great treatment for erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation because as you strengthen the muscle, you improve blood flow to the penis. They say erectile dysfunction is a heart attack of the penis because you're losing blood flow there. In a study, men age 20 or older, 40% were able to kick erectile dysfunction by performing Kegels for 6 months. 35.5% improved their symptoms. So for those of you guys whose Medicare or Obama plan does not cover Viagra, maybe you need to Kegel. And then when you're erect, you're more erect. They say some research shows that Kegel exercises make your erections point further up in men whose penises tend to point down or straight forward when erect. Or if it's aiming at the beer on the table, no, it won't do that. And with premature ejaculation, Kegels work largely by strengthening the urinary sphincter and other muscles that control ejaculation. According to another study, 82% of men who suffered with lifelong premature ejaculation increased their latency time after just 12 weeks of Kegels. Sorry, you know, to blow through this study. I know we're running out on time, but premature ejaculation should not be, you know, quickly blown through. We got to, you know, take our time with these things. But guys, there's stuff that could be done. There's exercises that can be done. And you don't have to tell everybody like Tom just did that you do Kegels. Even though Tom has no problem with the whole world knowing that he does Kegels, Tom is that kind of guy that has no problem revealing that he wants his sexual health good. So thank you, Tom, for putting yourself out there. You're the bomb. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down, take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
take me down,
you know,
hang me down,
take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in
your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.